Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm confident that one or two things are going to happen when it comes to the fiscal question. Number one, we're going to see an agreement in the next 48 hours, in which case middle class taxes will not go up. If that doesn't happen, then Democrats in the Senate will put a bill on the floor of the Senate, and Republicans will have to decide if they're going to block it, which will mean that middle-class taxes do go up. I don't think they would want to do that politically, but they may end up doing it. And if all else fails, if Republicans do in fact decide to block it, so that taxes on middle-class families do in fact go up on January 1st, then we'll come back with a new Congress on January 4th, and the first bill that will be introduced on the floor will be to cut taxes on middle-class families.
Well, there's the president with his overview of what he sees happening in the fiscal negotiations. Are you buying it? 800-510-8255. We'll start the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A new week, last day of the year. But the conversation seems pretty old, doesn't it? It's the same old song, and not even with a different meaning since you've been gone. If you've been gone for a week or 10 days, you're now getting back into the swing of things. Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen. Much of the Monday morning conversation and during the day, the News Talk radio programs that you listen to, much of what you hear is generated by conversations that are presented by the Sunday morning television programs and their news interviews. That excerpt just heard was from Meet the Press, David Gregory talking with the president about what he believes he, the president, believes will happen in the next day or two. Hey, let's take a little bit more out of that conversation. Here's the president on Meet the Press.
Are we going over the fiscal cliff?
Well, I think we're going to find out in the next 48 hours what Congress decides to do. But I think it's important for the American people to understand exactly what this fiscal cliff is, because it's actually not that complicated. The tax cuts that were introduced in 2001, 2003, 2010, those were extended, and they're all about to expire at the end of the year. So on midnight, December 31st, if Congress doesn't act, then everybody's taxes go up. And for the average family, that could mean a loss of $2,000 in income. For the entire economy, that means consumers have a lot less money to make purchases, which means businesses are going to have a lot less customers, which means that they're less likely to hire, and the whole economy could slow down at a time when the economy is actually starting to pick up, and we're seeing signs of recovery in housing and in employment numbers improving. And so what Congress needs to do, first and foremost, is to prevent taxes from going up for the vast majority of Americans. And this was a major topic of discussion throughout the campaign. What I said was is that we should keep taxes where they are for 98% of Americans, 97% of small businesses. But if we're serious about deficit reduction, we should make sure that the wealthy are paying a little bit more and combine that with spending cuts to reduce our deficit and put our economy on a long-term trajectory of growth. We have been talking to the Republicans ever since the election was over. They have had trouble saying yes to a number of repeated offers. Yesterday, I had another meeting with the leadership, and I suggested to them if they can't do a comprehensive package of smart deficit reduction, let's at minimum make sure that people's taxes don't go up and that 2 million people don't lose their unemployment insurance. And I was modestly optimistic yesterday, but we don't yet see an agreement. And now the pressure is on Congress to produce. If they don't, what I've said is that in the Senate, we should go ahead and introduce legislation that would make sure middle-class taxes stay where they are, and there should be an up or down vote. Everybody should have a right to vote on that. If Republicans don't like it, they can vote no. But I actually think that there's a majority support for making sure that middle-class families are held harmless.
If you go over the cliff,
mm-hmm.
What's the impact on the markets, which have been pretty confident up until now that the deal would get done?
Well, it's hard to speculate on the markets, but obviously I think business and investors are going to feel more negative about the economy next year. If you look at projections of 2013, people generally felt that the economy would continue to grow, unemployment would continue to tick down, housing would continue to improve. But what's been holding us back is the dysfunction here in Washington. And if, you know, people start seeing that on January 1st, this problem still hasn't been solved, that we haven't seen the kind of deficit reduction that we could have had had the Republicans been willing to take the deal that I gave them, if they say that people's taxes have gone up, which means consumer spending is going to be depressed, then obviously that's going to have an adverse reaction in the markets.
Are you tired of all of the drama? Or do you think that this is something that will go on and it's good, it's healthy for conversation? That was the president who NBC made a big deal out of him being on Meet the Press yesterday. It's not unheard of, but you can be sure he's trying to gore his own axe. Is that the expression? Or to, I guess it's better to gore than to be gored under the circumstances. So there's no fiscal deal yet. And the Senate comes back to vote during the, I wish there was more enlightened leadership on both sides. Harry Reid is a, how do we best, what is it? My mother said, if you don't have something nice to say, then you don't say anything. I don't have much nice to say about either of these two guys. Mitch McConnell and Harry Reid have both been in the process too long. They're both hardened, angry, nasty, old white men who are just about power and control. That's the way I read it. You can read it as you will, and you can throw your thoughts in this direction by dialing 800-510-8255, or you can email me, doug@dougstephan.com. But I'm guessing by looking at the response from people and, in essence, the focus on this fiscal situation, other than the passing of Norman Schwarzkopf, I think this is pretty much what's on people's minds. So I'm guessing that we'll spend a good deal of our time on it here in the countdown with your involvement and your blessing. 800-510-8255. Again, the number for your thoughts on the fiscal situation here in our country.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
We thought a charging rhino would be the perfect way to show the big deals at Office Max. But they sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He's a metaphor for the tiny, tiny prices you'll pay after our big 20% discount on everything you can fit in an Office Max shopping bag. Whoa, the tiny rhino is charging the bag! And he's out cold. Find our bag in your Sunday, December 30th newspaper or download the coupon at OfficeMax.com. Offer ends January 5th. Restrictions apply. See our bag, website, or store for details.
Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
Wendy's presents The Hockey Mom.
Why little Jimmy scored his first goal?
How about a celebratory dinner?
I could cook something, I guess.
Or Wendy's kids' meals are just $1.99.
That sounds great.
Oh, excuse me.
Check them, Jimmy!
Did you say $1.99?
It's a win-win. Now Wendy's kids' meals are $1.99 after 4 p.m. Options they'll love. Smart move for you. Making parents and kids happy. That's Wendy's way.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand. Firmly. For a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Monday, December 31st edition of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're discussing fiscal realities here. Doc person Gerald Parks here with a focus on something that happened over the weekend behind the scenes that'll wind up costing you money.
Now, these guys are, you know, it's one thing to get on the radio, and you hear talk show hosts do this all the time, that they're dumb, they're morons. These are not dumb people. These are smart people that tend to be politically set in their ways and, you know, again, pandering to special interests. But they know what needs to happen. They know what they need to do to correct this bankruptcy that we're in. But they won't do it because they'd rather play politics. And they would rather play with your money than their money. Which brings me to this. In the big misdirection play that happened about 24 hours ago that few of you have heard about. Guess what happened? Our bankrupt country that really can't afford to pay its bills because it just keeps borrowing more and more money to pay its bills, right? Guess what they did? And guess what the president did? The president signed an executive order lifting the pay freeze for federal employees. So they're talking about billions here and billions there and the whole fiscal cliff negotiations, right? And what they just did, or the president just did, and you don't hear, do you hear John Boehner squawking about this? How about Mitch McConnell? You hearing him squawk? Maybe Steve Shabbat? Not hearing a word from him either. They all got raises. Because the president signed the executive order lifting the pay freeze for federal employees, which is going to cost you and me over the next 10 years $11 billion.
All right, so you're hanging by your fingernails wondering about the financial reality. The president issues an executive order to end the pay freeze on federal employees, giving federal workers a raise. One federal worker now getting a pay increase is Vice President Biden. He made $225,521 last year. After the pay increase, he'll make $231,900. Members of Congress from the House and the Senate receive a bump as well. Their salary goes from $174,000 a year to $174,900. Leadership in the Congress, including the Speaker, likewise get the increase, as do most other federal employees. And if you heard my disclosure last week on this program about the realities of what the federal government employees are making, the average gone up $10,000 over the past not quite 2 years. So the average government employee in our country is making $74,000, either $71,000 or $74,000, something in that vicinity. While that's up and up and up, while you and the other average folks who are not working in a government job are making $44,900 a year on average, which is down almost $5,000 from where it was a couple of years ago. So let's get this straight. You, on average, the average American, is losing what amounts to about $5,000 a year in terms of what your pay value is in the realities of our day. And you're going to be asked to pay more in taxes, perhaps, out of what comes from this foolishness. And yet these guys and all the people that are working for the federal government, and, the state governments may be doing the same thing. I don't know. I'm just talking about the feds here. Their pay has gone from $64,000 average a year to $71,000-something. All right? How's that go with your Cheerios? 800-510-8255. Good question here in the countdown.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The fiscal situation, your calls coming up. We have a few more excerpts from a few more programs to bring to you on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, discussing the accusation, the president level at the Republicans, imploring Congress to act within the next day or so to avert, whatever the right word is, this sharp increases in taxes, benefit cuts that are scheduled to take place starting tomorrow. The president was on Meet the Press. So that's the NBC show over on ABC. Let's get to Jonathan Karl talking to ABC correspondent Bianca Goldriga and Fortune Magazine's Lee Gallagher about how they think the markets will react if things don't get fixed tomorrow.
What happens on Wall Street the day after a deal goes down if they don't actually make a deal?
Well, look, John, I don't have a crystal ball in front of me, but we saw a 2% decline in the Dow last week. If we don't have a deal, I do think that we'll continue to see a drop. I don't think it'll be as huge of a drop, unfortunately, to press Washington's hands the way we did in 2011 last summer and before TARP was passed. But I think that ultimately, when we do get some sort of a mini deal, we'll see a rally back up. But again, this only just buys us a few weeks because, as your panel noted, we do have that debt ceiling coming up in February.
I mean, will Wall Street reward this mini deal, or will it be seen as, look, this really doesn't do anything?
You know what? I think we may have a couple of days bounce of the market rallying back up a percentage point or two, but I think ultimately the eye is going to be in what happens in February when that debt ceiling comes up.
And Lee, have the markets really fully taken into the possibility that this may not happen? I get the sense that people assume, oh, they'll do this at the end, you know, deadline, as it always happens. But, I mean, does the market really see a failure, a complete failure, as a possibility here?
You know, not quite yet, even though we saw this 158-point drop that Bianca mentioned on Friday, and even though markets have been pretty unsteady, actually, ever since Plan B failed in the House. That was really kind of the turning point where we started to see this shakiness. For the most part, stocks had been building in the fact that there probably would be a deal. So things have changed in just the past week, and I do think we'll see some major impact on Wednesday if there is no deal, because the market hasn't fully appreciated that yet. They don't kind of understand why this is happening, as most of the rest of us don't.
But yeah. Don't you think, I mean, the writing's sort of been on the wall the past few weeks as well. Up until last week, the Dow was positive for the month, and now all of a sudden we've seen a five-day decline. Consumer confidence fell for the second time in 2 months. So people are starting to sense the impact, and CEOs are as well.
They are. And actually, that's why I think if there is a last-minute deal, I think we will see a rebound in the market, and I think that'll be pretty strong.
800-510-8255. Here's a portion of a program hosted by Dick Giuliano. Here he talks to Ken Walsh from U.S. News and World Report about how likely it is Congress will get something done.
At this stage, would the big decisions be put off to expedite avoiding the big tax hikes and steep spending cuts?
I think that's a good possibility. President Obama was on Meet the Press and he talked about how the Republicans are having trouble saying no. I mean, should be saying yes. They are saying no. And he's trying to add to the pressure on them. It's basically now in the Senate where the Democratic leader Harry Reid and the Republican leader Mitch McConnell are trying to work out something to break the logjam. But it looks like it's virtually impossible for them to come up with this grand bargain now. It's really a stopgap measure that they're looking for to get them through this triggering mechanism called the fiscal cliff that takes effect on January 1st. So it looks like it's going to be a really scaled-down agreement if there is one. It may go past that deadline because after the Senate agrees, if they do, the House has to get involved, of course. And we don't know. That House caucus, the Republican caucus, has become very unpredictable, not following the wishes of House Speaker John Boehner. So we still have a long way to go here.
So does the Senate, in that circumstance, not follow the wishes of Mitch McConnell? 800-510-8255. We'll have the story from CBS News' point of view in a few moments here on the Countdown.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct a class play, day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
We thought a charging rhino would be the perfect way to show the big deals at Office Max. But they sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He's a metaphor for the tiny, tiny prices you'll pay after our big 20% discount on everything you can fit in an Office Max shopping bag. Whoa, the tiny rhino is charging the bag! And he's out cold. Find our bag in your Sunday, December 30th newspaper or download the coupon at officemax.com. Offer ends January 5th. Restrictions apply. See our bag, website, or store for details.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh. I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Three minutes after the hour, Monday, December 31st, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an hourly overview of the hot hits, and on Monday we take into account what's been heard and seen, the Sunday morning news programs, all of the networks have them, and we usually have bits and pieces, because they're always on whatever will be the issue of the day, and certainly the fiscal reality here, the wrangling in the Senate, coming and going, trying to avoid the fiscal slope, as it were. Your calls at 800-510-8255 coming up after we have a few more excerpts or a couple of more programs. This is from CBS Nancy Cordes reporting on what Congress did and didn't do over the weekend.
The two sides were trading offers and counteroffers all weekend long, but they hit a wall on Saturday night. And at this point, it's difficult to tell whether the holdup is the fact that they're too far apart or that they're very close.
Now, I'm concerned about the lack of urgency here.
The most recent offer came from Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell at 7 p.m. Saturday night. Democrats promised they'd get back to him this morning, but they didn't.
It's now 2 p.m., and we've yet to receive a response to our good faith offer.
Democratic leader Harry Reid said the gulf over taxes was still too wide, and he signaled the White House might be tying his hands.
I've had a number of conversations with the president, and at this stage we're not able to make a counteroffer.
So Senator McConnell called the vice president, who he served with in the Senate for 24 years. The two men spoke several times on Sunday.
I want everyone to know I'm willing to get this done, but I need a dance partner.
Democrats want to let the Bush-era tax cuts expire for household income over $250,000 a year. Republicans would rather set the cutoff at around $500,000 or keep the tax cuts in place for everyone. In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, President Obama said the endless wrangling was not the Democrats' fault.
We have been talking to the Republicans ever since the election was over. They have had trouble saying yes to a number of repeated offers.
At midday, Democrats suddenly declared that one element of the Republican offer was a deal breaker, a proposal to change the way Social Security benefits are calculated that would lead to smaller checks for many.
We're not going to have any Social Security cuts at this stage. That just doesn't seem appropriate.
So Republicans quickly dropped that proposal and insisted the two sides were closer than they seemed.
So hopefully the discussions between the vice president and Senator McConnell will get us back on track.
This evening, Leader Reid announced there would be no vote tonight and that the Senate would reconvene tomorrow morning. At this point, both the House and the Senate would need to vote on a plan tomorrow to give the president something to sign before the deadline.
All right, so you can get the tone here, 800-510-8255. You're new to the program in the new year. This program aims to bring together sort of a synopsis, an overview of what many of the talk radio programs and hosts and stations are focused on, and certainly the fiscal reality is something that everybody's interested in, including host Kevin Thomas, who here talks to Congressman Jeff Fortenberry of Nebraska about heading back to Washington to try to get something done this past weekend.
How come things aren't going on in Washington right now?
Well, I just got my plane ticket to go back. Mm-hmm. The House is reconvening this weekend on Sunday. I'll be heading back soon. I did hear the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, this morning excoriating the House of Representatives for not being there. But you know what? I'm not going to apologize for being here on Christmas with my family. We could be in Washington staring at one another and twiddling thumbs and such, but I think that the idea here of the House of Representatives saying back to the Senate, look, we passed several bills that would avert this fiscal cliff, that would take care of the tax problem, take care of the what's called the sequestration, the heavy-handed spending cuts that substantially hit the military. We've done that with several pieces of legislation. They're sitting in the Senate. You can act on them if you want. Someone once said to me that he thinks Harry Reid gets up in the morning and tries to figure out what to get mad about. And so, you know, it's just really difficult for those of us who've been trying to work hard to figure out a constructive solution to this. I'm frustrated by it as well as many Nebraskans that it hasn't been resolved, but we are where we are. Several weeks ago, as you know, the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, tried to work directly with the President to come up with a much larger deal, given that the direct legislative process was not working. That has fallen apart. So we're right back where we were, but there are two bills in the Senate that could be passed by the Senate, amended if they like, sent over to the House. Maybe those become a vehicle for something constructive to avert this fiscal cliff. And I should add, I don't think it's good policy for the country to go off this fiscal cliff. I think that should be avoided.
Well, and how concerned do you get there? And it seems like the closer we get, more and more people are saying, well, we might as well try it, or we might as well go over and see what happens, and then legislation on the other side in January may be easier because then you're passing tax cuts rather than preventing tax increases.
Well, as you know, on January 1st, everyone's taxes, everyone who pays income tax, they're scheduled to go up. And that is the real problem. We could retroactively fix that in January, and maybe that's what we end up doing for a lot of people. But to me, it's poor governance, poor public policy, and it leaves citizens very cynical toward the institution. When you cannot get this work done in a regular, organized process where there is a substantial amount of debate, deliberation, hard decisions about complex issues are made.
800-510-8255. All right, let's take some calls on this now. The election is over. You'd think these guys had stopped talking like they were still running. Here's a Betty Jane in Connecticut with a focus on the tax cuts.
It's very tedious for me, and I know a lot of people, to keep hearing political rhetoric because you can't trust it for its validity or facts. However, finally, and not only that, but even the news, there's an over and over response or remarks about kick the can. This has been going on for, what, 12, 14, 24 months. Kick the can, physical cliff, yada, 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 yada. Nothing changes, except I heard one thing, and that's finally the president got some leverage when he said, I just stopped the cuts. This is the leverage that could bring everybody together. Stop the tax cuts. And it's not that there's, I don't want to think of them as an increase. We're just going to stop the cuts in an environment where it's absolutely an essential. I have no children, so maybe I won't feel it that much, but I'm ready to pay my fair share.
Yeah. Oh, you're ready to waste your money too, madam? 800-510-8255. Isn't it amazing how many people just don't get that this is really about waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse? Congress down to the last day, no fiscal vote, at least not yet. Senators failing. The news media is happy to, that's the headline. Senators failed to come up with a bipartisan proposal to head off the tax hikes and spending cuts. Why not have more spending cuts? Right? Isn't that what we need? Don't most of us agree? And get rid of the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse? Howie in South Dakota wondering out loud here on the countdown.
In our weakened economy at this point,
if we did slide off the fiscal cliff, would we kind of go past a recession and maybe hit depression? I was wondering if we could stop it at a recession. You know, in this area that we're in, we don't have too many people that are above that $250,000 a year. I mean, we'd have to reach to get the middle class. So it would hurt us pretty good.
What are your expectations on this 800-510-8255 and the fiscal slope that we're sliding? Now, Roger, a Texan, talking about spending cuts here in his call to the countdown.
I'm willing to give up just as much as everyone else does. That's why I think the spending cuts should be across the board equally. If you're going to take 1% away from defense, you should take 1% away from every other spending program in the budget. As far as the tax code goes, it's so complicated with so many deductions for different persons, I wouldn't even begin to know where to address that. I would like to see a simpler tax code with no deductions for anything and a lower rate so that everyone is treated the same under the tax code. But I know that's probably not going to happen. I just haven't seen any movement on that in 40 years, and I just don't think I don't see any movement towards it now. That would be the best solution, though, would be a simplified tax code like that.
How about we eliminate the income tax, which is unconstitutional anyway, and have a national sales tax? A lot of people think that would be a great idea. What do you think? 800-510-8255, Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill today trying to get a compromise to avert the fiscal slope, unable to close the deal yesterday. That's basically the story. Internal tensions seem to be the conversation of the day. What's the best deal that you think could happen by midnight tonight? More of your calls on this and a review of the life and death of Norman Schwarzkopf coming up later in the hour on the countdown.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation. Whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's opening the shop before dawn.
It's going the extra mile for my patients.
And it's finishing well into the night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get those deductions specific to you, from a nurse's scrubs to a mechanic's tools, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
Chapstick it to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist, flavor fruity, oh so juicy, just give one to my friend Lucy, burst of berries, creamy rich, chapstick always on my list, la 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy, luscious raspberry flavored 10 juicy moisturizers, grab one from the cough and cold aisle,
la 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 la, la la la,
chapstick, apply happy.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Quietus contains homeopathic ingredients traditionally used to provide relief.
Can you hear that sound? That ringing. That hissing.
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly. Everywhere I go. It doesn't go away. It drives me nuts.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear caused by loud machines.
Loud music.
Ah, finally.
Quietus.
I love Quietus.
I couldn't believe it. No more ringing in the ears. No more hissing sound. Quiet relief so I can work.
No more ringing. No more loud fans.
And I sleep like a baby.
If you're suffering from tinnitus, I urge you to try Quietus.
After trying Quietus, the ringing stopped and I felt like I got my life back.
Quietus is real, my friend.
Quietus has changed my life.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-413-3739. That's 1-800-413-3739. Stop the ringing now. 1-800-413-3739. That's 1-800-413-3739.
We thought a charging rhino would be the perfect way to show the big deals at Office Max. But they sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He's a metaphor for the tiny, tiny prices you'll pay after our big 20% discount on everything you can fit in an Office Max shopping bag. Whoa, the tiny rhino is charging the bag! And he's out cold. Find our bag in your Sunday, December 30th newspaper or download the coupon at officemax.com. Offer ends January 5th. Restrictions apply. See our bag, website, or store for details.
Doug Steffen, listening now to the Talk Radio Countdown Show callers with you at 800-510-8255 as to what the intentions are of these people. Heaven only knows, and you're as good at guessing about this stuff as I am or anybody else is. Ali is in Massachusetts. Washington is focused, and he doesn't like what he sees.
I'm watching this dance back and forth. I'm a small business owner here in Massachusetts for 27 years. But it just tells me that, again, I'm not on an anti-government rant, but Washington has too much power. And I have to come home from work and see what Washington is doing to affect my decisions every day. And people have a little backwards here. The genius of this country is us collectively in what we do each and every day. That's what counts. Unless I get out of bed and go to work, government does not have a dime to spend. And this focus on Washington and what the percentages are, that we're going to go up another percent, and that's really going to make a difference in what I have to do every day, is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, think back in years ago, 40, 50 years ago, the government would never have this amount of power it does. And, you know, let's take it to the extreme. Sure, we need taxation. We can't have rates at 0%, and we can't have rates at 100%, but there must be an optimum level of taxation where we can tax the American people fairly, that we can get the most out of this economy.
800-510-8255. Senate leaders groping for a last-minute compromise. There's a Freudian slip. A last-minute compromise. No, a last-minute compromise on this. Here's Leanne listening in Tennessee to the countdown with a focus on cutting spending, not raising the taxes.
I think we need to have more cuts than we do tax increases. You look at all the thousands that Obama has put on the government payroll. We've got 109 million government workers now. 87 million people are totally on welfare. That includes 49 million on food stamps, all of them with a free cell phone that's been given to them, and he can't find any place to cut anything. How about the $16,000 a month he's putting on disability? All they have to do is go to a doctor and say they're depressed. And if the doctor won't sign the paper, then there's lawyers all over television who'll help them get their disability. If there are absolutely some cuts made, now we've gone with the Democrats before, they said they'd make cuts and then they never do. We all know that federal worker that ranged the trips to Las Vegas sitting in the hot tub with the two glasses of champagne. He refused to answer. He got a $9,000 bonus, but he refused to answer questions when he was hauled before the Congress. He retired with a pension of $100,000. I don't know anybody in my family that makes $100,000, and they actually work. They don't make trips to Las Vegas. And he's getting a pension. That needs to be looked at. Government workers get way more in benefits and salary and less work time than people out here working paying their salaries.
Sounds like she got a legitimate beef, doesn't it, huh? A lot of you agree with her. Good. All right, so we've had some good input from radio programs, television programs on the News Talk side of things, and your calls. Up next, thinking about Norman Schwarzkopf here on the countdown.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking?
That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N.com. You're listening to our daily Talk Radio Countdown Show. And now, a few moments from this weekend, a lot of discussion on the passing of Norman Schwarzkopf, retired general, led the Allied forces to that routing in Iraq, Persian Gulf War, one of the nation's most celebrated military heroes, was 78. Here from ABC, David Muir reports on the passing of the general.
He was a four-star general who earned the nickname Stormin' Norman after his tough talk and the action that followed. His troops routing Iraqi forces from Kuwait in 100 hours in the first Gulf War. But it turns out the general, known for his swift victories, didn't like that nickname, preferring the one his troops called him, the Bear. And while he was tough, he also had a gentle side, honest and candid, in this moment with Barbara Walters.
Were you ever scared?
Sure.
When most?
I've been scared in every war I've ever been in.
If you could meet Saddam Hussein, what would you ask him or say to him?
Get out of town.
A West Point graduate and decorated officer for his service in Vietnam, he spent his entire life in the Army. But when Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait in 1990, Stormin' Norman became a household name.
As far as Saddam Hussein being a great military strategist, he is neither a strategist, nor is he schooled in the operational art, nor is he a tactician, nor is he a general, nor is he a soldier. Other than that, he's a great military man. I want you to know that.
He returned from the Persian Gulf a national hero after that victory parade in New York.
It doesn't take a hero to order men into battle. It takes a hero to be one of those men that goes into battle. And that, those are the people that are the heroes. Those are the people that should receive the adulation.
Profound words. Schwarzkopf was awarded the Medal of Freedom for his service to his country. Though courted by both political parties, he resisted politics and devoted his retirement years in part to children's charities.
That's probably pretty smart on his part. 800-510-8255. Look at some of the pictures of him in the last year or so. Look kind of gaunt. I was reading some of the things that have been said by some in political life, the former president, President Bush, Mr. Powell, General Powell, and just the stuff that you'd expect. Here's a radio host named Brian Suits, who talked about how most of you will remember the general.
Let's go back to 1991 as the Gulf War's 100th hour comes and goes. And Colin Powell twists the arm of George H.W. Bush to call a ceasefire. Probably the most famous press conference, post-war press conference by an American general in history, certainly the most well-known, the most watched. Maybe you recall it from 1991. This is General H. Norman Schwarzkopf, who died at the age of 78. This is him wrapping up one of apparently several tour de force press conferences during the air war and the ground war.
By this time, we had destroyed or rendered completely ineffective over 21 Iraqi divisions. Next, please.
21 divisions.
And, of course, that then brings us to today. Where we are today is we now have a solid wall across the north of the 18th Airborne Corps, consisting of the units shown right here, attacking straight to the east. We have a solid wall here again of the 7th Corps. Also,
and just to remind you, to take you back, This was a fondly remembered U.S. Army back in 1991 when we were honed to a razor's edge to be plunged deep in the communist belly of the Warsaw Pact, or at least those filthy Russians. But instead, the Soviet Union fell apart, never got to face us, never got to face the justice we had, the little something we had waiting for them in a place called West Germany. They never got a taste of that. And so honed to a razor-sharp edge, we were instead arrayed in 1990, in the fall of 1990, to fight a Soviet-equipped, Soviet-trained, battle-hardened Iraqi army. After 8 years of combat with the Iranian foe, the Iraqis were battle-hardened, weren't they? And in the span of 100 hours, as General Schwarzkopf said, 21 divisions were rendered combat ineffective or absolutely destroyed outright. And for this, General H. Norman Schwarzkopf will go down in American history as one of the greatest generals.
All right, so that's in 4 or 5 minutes. Can you do justice to a fellow's life? No, I do think it's interesting, though, that so many people took apart the work that he did, but never took him apart as a person. That really says something about him, I think, a great deal. So, that takes care of our wrap on discussions from this past weekend. Join us again tomorrow and through the week as we review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.